President Trump vetoed a bill Friday that would have gradually ended the use of large mesh drift grill nets deployed exclusively in federal waters off the coast of California. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. He said such legislation would increase reliance on imported seafood and worsen a multi-billion dollar seafood trade deficit. California started the new year by reporting a record 585 coronavirus deaths in a single day. This after a health official said the pandemic was pushing state hospitals to the brink of catastrophe. As some medical centers scrambled to provide oxygen for the critically ill, the California Department of Public Health on Friday reported more than 47,189 new confirmed COVID-19 cases. Another minimum wage increase kicked in on January 1st in California. A number of business and labor laws are going into effect in 2021. The minimum wage rises to $14 an hour under another existing law that will bring it to $15 an hour for all employees by 2023. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. There are now 1,764 positive cases of coronavirus in Humboldt County with 66 hospitalizations, 22 deaths. There have been a total of 56,450 tests run. 1,136 people are listed as recovered. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office needs the public's help locating missing person Heather Marie White. She's 36, reported missing to the Rio Del Police Department after she was last seen exiting a vehicle about 4 miles up Monument Road on December 27th. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.